Blog Talk Radio.
HRJ Network. I am your host, Hanifar Jordan, and that lovely intro music was from Axe Production. I'm loving it. I hope you are as well. So today, in this crazy weather that California has given us today, I'm excited. I am having a wonderful guest on. Excuse my voice. Her name is Shelly, and I do not want to mess up the pronunciation of her name, so I'm going to wait for her to come on to make sure that we have it correctly. But in the meantime, let me give you a little bit of snippet of who this wonderful woman is. She is a wife, a mother, a businesswoman, writer, actress, and a woman empowerment speaker. Yes. She is also the founder of The Power Herful Woman, a community designed to empower, encourage, and uplift women from all walks of life, reminding women of the fact that they are powerful, valuable, and unique, with more to offer than just their physical appearance. Amen to that. Last year, Shelly graduated from ministry school and became a first-time author, writing the book 70 Days of Happiness, Life is Better When You Smile. I know that's right. She hopes that her book will inspire others to live the life of purpose that has been specially ordained for them. She just celebrated her 15-year anniversary and is the mother of two gorgeous rubies. I like that, honey. Two gorgeous rubies. All right now. Well, with no further ado, we're going to have the lovely Shelly on, and we're going to talk about her upcoming event, when you can get tickets. But I want to dig into the person. Those that know me, when we do these radio shows, I like to talk about who you are and what got you on this path that God has called you on. So with no further ado, let's welcome Shelly. Hello, Shelly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? And the name is pronounced Mache, so that's all right. If you pronounced it a different way, it's all good. I'll get over it.
I wasn't going to chop up your name. I wasn't going to do it. My name gets chopped up all the time, so I was not going to do it. Mache, thank you. I said, no, honey,
no
I can say Shelly. We're going to have her come on and give it to us properly, okay?
No problem. And excuse me, I'm all over here coughing. I'm just getting over a little bit of a bug. This weather has me going back and forth.
Yes, California's becoming bipolar, you know what I'm saying? And honey, it has my voice doing the same thing, so let us bear with each other and drink some of this tea, okay? I am excited to have you on, Shelly, because I think what you're doing is powerful. Women,
Thank you.
There's a lot of women out here doing things, but a lot of us don't speak it and walk it ourselves. So what I'm hearing about you is that you walk it as well as speak it. And that is what I love, is that you're that example of being a woman who is empowered by her own self. So you can give that as well. Let's talk about what got you on this journey of empowerment.
Well, I like to begin by letting people know in no way, shape, or form am I perfect. In no way, shape, or form do I have all of the answers. But what I do have is my experience. And the reason that I am so in love with women and who women are and who God has created us to be is because for a long time, I wasn't in love with me. I didn't like who I was. Someone told me I was ugly. Someone told me dark is ugly. Someone told me my eyes don't match. Someone told me my lips are too big. So I wasn't in love with me. But what my word tells me is that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and that I am the apple of my daddy's eye. And so the messages were conflicting for me. I didn't know who to believe. yes, I had the
right.
word of God. Yes, I had a mother, you know, who was always pouring into me. But then I go out into the world, and let's just be real. As girls, we want boys to like us. Can we just be honest?
Shelly, I love that. That's what the show is about. We're going to be real on this show because when you're not honest and authentic. Yes, please, be honest. We got to save somebody.
I know we talk about empowerment and I am woman, hear me roar, but let's be real. I want to be I am woman, hear me roar, and I want to be pretty to somebody.
Amen.
Can we talk about that part of it? Nobody wants to walk around feeling ugly and feeling like nobody. Like, we want to get winked at.
Yes, we do.
So, you know, I'm just saying.
Yes, we do.
I'm just saying. And there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is when we have based who we are on that. And
exactly.
As young girls, no one tells us that it is an asset for someone to see our beauty and acknowledge it. You are not the reason for my beauty. There is a difference.
That's powerful.
I didn't know that difference. I didn't know that difference, Hanif. I didn't.
And,
so and
because you know why we don't know it? Because no, we're not taught it. We're really not taught it. And even what I want to say this because, you know, I don't want to leave the men out there, even our sons. I have only boys, and I see that. And you have to teach them that they're more than that.
You have to.
And I just love what you said because it's real, because they want to get light. They want to be winked at. They want to get a hug.
Yes.
And if no one is doing that, it really messes with the human's psyche as well as the self-esteem, and how do we come back from that? And we have a lot of broken children masquerading as adults, a lot.
Yes, so many. But so many we're made to feel ashamed because we want someone to like us. That's not crazy. That's called human.
Come on.
Want someone to hug us, to touch us, and we don't want it to be mommy and daddy. I want somebody.
No, we don't.
Can we just keep it real?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Therefore, with me growing up in these mixed messages, you know, my mother saying you can do these great things and you're this wonderful person, me growing up without a father and him, you know, saying that he's going to come and never show up, and me sitting in the window as a young kid waiting for him, and I fell asleep in the window waiting for him as a little kid, and my mother literally had to pick me up and put me in the bed. That had to have broken her heart severely.
Yes. If you're open and willing.
Please.
Because I just need people, show up. It's not about the woman if y'all not together anymore.
No.
It's about the child. Please talk about how that made you feel. Because a lot of men just run. They've got to stop running, take off your running shoes, and be the father for your children. They need you. They need you
We need you so much. We need you so much because I needed him to let me know that I was okay. Me sitting in that window, I didn't realize it at that time, but that was the first message that I really recall telling me, saying, you're not enough, and so therefore you need to go and chase after. You need to go find this, and you need to make them understand why you're this great person. That's a lie from the devil. I don't need to run and make anyone. I don't need to do that. But when fathers don't show up, you make me think that that's the relationship I'm supposed to have with men, that it's okay for men not to show up in my life. It's okay for men to tell me something. I shouldn't have expectations. And that is a lie. I should have expectations of the man. That's right. But we are brought up to believe you just receive what you get, take it, and be happy about it. I will not. I will not
and
be happy about getting your little bit of time, your last minute something. You go out and have a great day and give me 10 minutes of your time at night. I will not be happy with that, I deserve more.
And you deserve more. And because the Father that we serve, he took his time to build this world. Behind his word was actions. And so if we can follow that and understand that that is what a man is supposed to do, everything
yes.
he says has to align with his actions. If they don't, then you don't waste your time because he's not standing in his own truth as a man. I love what you're saying. I love it. I love it. Women have to understand, and I know it's hard because some of them are I'll say us. I'm not in that, but I have been. We were in those, still sitting in those relationships, taking the crumbs that they give us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not giving ourselves permission
to
walk away.
Most are still sitting in that. And you want to know why we're still sitting in that? Because someone said to us, it's better just to have a piece of him than to have him. Oh, you lucky. You got a man. But do you? And I'm not, and please, I don't bash men. That's not what I'm here for. What I'm here
No, it's not about that because you don't have a man. You have a little boy. When you have a man shows up. A man is there. A man is present. A man is taking care of you. He's a provider. He's a protector. Yes, he goes through things, but he's there. So, no, you don't have a man. You have a little boy. No one should have a piece of that. You got to be, you have to have enough courage to stand on your own and walk away. It is okay. Because then now you're blocking your blessings. You're blocking what God has for you. If you're keeping someone in your life, this goes for anything. If it's a man, if it's a toxic friend, any kind of toxic relationship,
mm-hmm.
he cannot move you to the next level. He can't do it.
No.
He can't do it.
No, not
at
all. And
you're wondering why you stuck. And I think you've experienced this, Shelley, and so have I. Isn't it funny when certain people, you give them their expiration date, you know, you give them their papers to walk. Isn't it funny how all the doors open and how God is just opening?
Oh. Oh, we said, oh. But let me tell you something about when I finally decided to release things. I was with my daughter's father, and I had rededicated my life to Christ. And I had decided, Lord, if this relationship is not of you, then I need to walk away from this. But in the back of my mind, I'm still thinking, okay, we have this family. We're going to make this work. You know, he already had a son. We have my daughter. You know, happy little family. Yay, yay, yay. We're going to make this work. And I remember God saying to me, look, you're going to have to make a choice. And the choice is either going to be between him or between me. And not because we can't be in a relationship together, but because he has made it evident that he wants the same spot that I want in your life, and that's to be number one. And it's only one spot for number one. And I remember going,
woo! That's good.
I remember
it's
going,
only one spot for number one. That's real good.
Oh,
yes, I love
and
it.
And that's what he told me. I don't know how the Lord talked to others, but he specifically said we want the same spot to be number one, and it's only one spot for number one. That's it. So
come
you
on,
have
God.
To make a choice. Who's going to be number one? And I said, okay. I said, well, of course, Lord, I choose you. And you would think that life would have opened up. Everything would have been great. He and I would have gotten back together because I chose the Lord, right?
No, oh, no, that don't happen, girl. You a fool to choose Jesus over man. Okay.
Let
I've been there.
I thought, okay, now that I chose Jesus, Jesus is going to make everything right. The relationship is going to be right. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And God literally completely closed the entire door on the relationship. I was left in frustration. I was left hurt. I was left raising a child by myself. I was left confused, and I was left angry. And what God did is he allowed me to walk through the process of ultimate healing, which is something that none of us like to do, because in our healing, there's being alone, not being lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get them twisted, but there's definitely being alone. I was stripped. I was stripped of any crutch. All I had to hold on to was him. I spent nights crying and wailing because I was in so much pain. But what I found to be so amazing was that after I had been 100% delivered from this relationship and the mindset that I had attached to this relationship, I was completely clean. And I mean to the point of where I wasn't thinking about stabbing him on Tuesdays because you didn't drop off that money on Monday.
Right.
To where I did not care who I ran into in the store, who you was with. You know, none of these things mattered to me because I have been completely restored. That's the part that many women and people, period, but I say women because that's who I interact with most, but that's what they're not
right.
willing to do. You're not willing to be by yourself. You're not willing to let it all go and allow God to literally strip you from head to toe so that he can pour back into you his presence and who he is. And until you're willing to be stripped, you will never be made whole.
And it's the truth. And you hit some great points, because we have to learn to be by ourselves. That is the time that God is really healing you, speaking to you, molding you.
Yes.
You're reflecting. You're getting to know yourself. A lot of times we don't take the time out to get to know who we are and what we like and what we don't like, what we want to have in our life. You don't even know what you like. You think you like scrambled eggs all the time, but guess what? You really don't. You like poached eggs. You don't even like scrambled eggs, but you thought you did. You was convinced all that time that you did. And so if we just do the work, and I love what you're saying, because I want some of our young people to get it young. I spent a lifetime not getting it. You know, I'm very transparent on who I am. And I just don't want a young woman to be stuck. It's okay to say no. You don't have to have every opportunity.
Jesus.
You're not really lonely. There's a difference between being lonely and alone.
Yes. And here's the thing. If you are lonely, let's talk about it. Don't mask it. Don't mask it by trying to find somebody to fill the time, because now you're just with somebody and lonely.
Yeah, you know, women, you know that we're good for that.
You better say it.
We're going to find a replacement for a while. We will. We'll get up underneath somebody just to feel something. But we have to learn that that's not the way at all. And then you're stuck with someone in your life who was supposed to be a lesson or temporarily, and you got somebody stuck with you for a lifetime. And y'all wonder why you butting heads, because y'all ain't supposed to be together in the first place.
You were never supposed to be together anyway.
But we're
so impatient, and we don't want to wait on God, because God took more than 45 seconds. God been wooing you for 15 years, okay? God been wooing you and trying to get you for 15, 20 years, and you pissed off because you can't get a boo in 6 months. He like, wait a minute. I'm realizing that you're not ready for your husband yet.
Exactly. If you're called to be married and you feel that you're called to be a wife, please understand that's a ministry, for one. For two,
you better say
I always say marriage ain't for punks. So it's some stuff you're going to go through
say
in your
again.
Marriage. Because you're constantly refining, you're getting better, And when you come together with someone, it's a way of getting rid of all of your selfishness stuff. It's no more, honey, I had to go through that, okay? It's no more I, it's a we. And that's a serious statement. I could just do, it could be us. Okay. There's a lot of stuff you're going to go through to be tested.
Come on, to
be tested, and I just want women to know that it takes work. And so, instead of asking God for your husband all the time, because He already knows who that's going to be if you're called, just pray to get prepared for one. Get ready for one. So when you're doing that, you're in your alone time.
So when
you prepare yourself.
I tell this story because it's so funny. We all have what we like, and what I like are nice, thick, robust men. And so when I met my husband, he's a wonderful, tall, slender man. Good looking.
Girl, you're going to have me crack up, because it ain't never what we like. Shelly, if you ain't hitting it on it, oh my God. If you got your mind made up on what you want, please just don't throw it out the window, because it's the same thing for me. I just knew who I was getting.
Right.
God said that ain't who I want you with, because obviously what you want don't work.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's what I like to tell women, that, you know, I love these big, thick, robust men, tall, wonderful, slender men. And when I met my husband, I said to God, you know, my husband is wonderful. He's kind. He's this, he's that. I said, Lord, you know, I like my men nice and thick. And God said to me, because he be putting me in check. God be putting me in check, honey. And God
said, He put you in check when he brought that man to you to let you know, well, I don't care what you want.
Me in check. I don't know about other people, but God puts me in check. And He said to me, what difference does it make, Shelly, if he comes to you thick and robust anyway? You rarely like to cook. He'll be thin by the time it's over. I fell out laughing. I fell
Look
out
at God.
Laughing. And I laugh so hard because my husband is such a awesome, you know, honoring man, and I'm not a person who likes to cook a lot. You know, of course, being married, I do cook. But the thing is,
I hate that because every marriage is different. Shelly, I hate when women
– Every marriage is different.
What works in your home works in your home, and you cannot design what works in your home for someone else's. And I love that you tapped on that. So I'm going to tap on that.
Exactly.
Because I love what you said. So in my head, I wanted a 6'4", light-skinned bro, okay? So that's what I like. I was like, you know what I get into, right? No, so when he presented my husband, Mr. Jordan, to me, Jamal is 5'10". He ain't even thick.
Yes.
Small and dark skin. He handsome. But I was like, so what's this? And I'll never forget. That's why I'm laughing. God does talk to you if you listen. He said to me, he said, honey, well, because what you want don't never work. So why don't you just go on and try what I want you to have for
one. Try me. Try me. Try me and see if I don't give you the right thing.
This year will be 17 years, and I tell people,
look
at God. And not without any ups and downs. I want to be clear. Our marriage is clean. We went through a lot of stuff because I had a lot of junk. That's why I say get rid of your junk before you come, and so did he. But I will tell you, you know, that package is not going to come into what you think it's going to come in. But
it really doesn't.
It doesn't,
but
Shelly. When I say I was
God
looking like, who is this person? who is this little man that got, you know?
Oh,
and he was younger than me. He's 7 years younger than me. I was like, Jesus got jokes.
See, but God is so good because knowing that I wasn't this homemaker person, God gave me a man who, you know, I'm like, yes, I will cook, but I'm not this homemaker. You ain't getting ready to buy no chef dishes or anything. He's like, hey, you know, I work, I do this, I do that. Thank you so much for the meal. When the meal is not there, he know he got to catch it someplace else. But I just praise God because that's not, you know, he's not in here going, well, you're the wife, so you should do this, you should do that. That never was the mindset.
He was designed for you, and that's the I hope that's what people are hearing. Who I have in my life, I'm so grateful because he's designed for me. I do like to cook, but I cook many meals, but then when I don't, I don't want to hear, well, that was your job, because I am a mompreneur here. You know, I'm help raising two wonderful sons who have their own businesses as well as my own and in school.
It's impossible
to have to cook everything. It's just not going to happen. The crock pot has become a very good friend, though, I will tell you that.
I want one.
Oh, Shelly, I will send you some recipes, girl. It is amazing what the crock pot can do. Okay, but I want people to know, you know, your mate is designed for you, and praise God for that every chance that you get. And when I just think when it's from God, it isn't so hard. Not that you don't go through things, but it isn't so hard. You're not trying to make it be something that it just isn't. Shelly, we got to take a break.
Exactly.
I do got bills to pay. We're going to go ahead and take a small break to our sponsors, and we'll be right back, everybody.
Majerian Publishing is a boutique bookshop. We're concentrating on the digital publishing outlooks as a first tier. We specialize in interactive ebooks, taking full advantage of the new technologies that are exploding on the scene. For more information, visit MajerianPublishing.com.
Hi, this is Felicia Benson-Padilla of FNB Communications, and you have been listening to the latest single from Psalmist James W. Dow, prolific worship leader, musician, songwriter, producer, and independent recording artist. For booking information, please contact FNB Communications at fnbteach@gmail.com or 646-206-6967. And be sure and visit us on Facebook. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back, and I am your host, Hanif R. Jordan, and I am having a wonderful conversation with Shelly, and I cannot wait to continue this conversation, ladies and gentlemen. But if you are interested in having your business promoted, or you want a commercial, which you just heard on our show, there's a way to do it. So you can contact me at hanifjordan@gmail.com, and we will get you all that information. Or you can just go to my website, and HanifRJordan.com, and all the information is there. So we'll get back into this conversation because we have to talk to Shelly about her up-and-coming event. Yes, we do. All right, Shelly, so let's talk about that because I didn't want to get off of the air without talking about your up-and-coming event that you're having and how can people get tickets to it.
Oh, thank you so much. I will be hosting our second women's conference, the Powerful Woman Women's Conference, in Carson at Dominguez Hills. And that's going to be March 25th, so that's next month. And we're going to it's going to get started at 8 a.m. We're going to have a wonderful day of professional speakers. We're also going to have an amazing panel of power women who are going to help you understand how to merge your passion with your purpose. We're going to have fun with a fashion show. We're going to have some lunch together, a networking opportunity, and then we're going to have the opportunity to be hosted by the beautiful actress Braylee Evans. And so I'm looking forward to this amazing time with women so that we could get to know each other, hug one another, and pour back into each other.
Absolutely, because sisterhood is vital to our success. I hope people get that. We don't have to compete. Just because Shelly's crown is shining brighter than mine's today doesn't take away from the shine of my shine on my crown. So we have to learn to embrace each other. And know that without sisterhood, it's very difficult for us to be successful. But if we can embrace each other, we can have great success. Where can we get those tickets, Shelly?
You can grab your tickets on Eventbrite, and you can get that at Powerful Woman. So that's powerfulwoman.eventbrite.com. So you can grab that. Tickets will not be sold at the door. We want to take all of our time to just pour into the ladies, prepare for the ladies. And so you grab your tickets online and come on in so we can love on you.
I love it. I love it. Let's talk about your book a little bit. You are a first-time author. Where can we get that book, lady? And what is the book about?
Well, 70 Days of Happy, let's go back once again to the fact that a lot of times growing up, our happiness, and not just young ladies, but our happiness period becomes determined on the happenings around us or what someone else is. And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to write a book, which is more of a daily journal, of small things that you can do each and every day so that you can be in control of your own happiness and not allow situations or life or people to be the ones to say, yes, you get to be happy today. Oh, no, you can't be happy from 10 to 4. Oh, wait, it's 5:30. You can be happy now.
Okay.
No, I'm in control of who I am. I can't control you. I can't control circumstances. But I can control the reactions that I have in the circumstances. And one of the things in this book is I say on one of the days, take this day to say I love you, not to others, but to yourself. So this day, I want you to remind yourself, I love you, because the more we tell ourselves I love you, the more we begin to believe that we're okay. But so many of us have never said I love you to ourselves. We're busy chasing a man saying I love you to them, or we're busy telling our kids I love you, I love you, I love you, and pouring our everything into them. When do you pour a little bit of love back into you?
Oh, come on, honey. And you got to, that's preaching to the choir. You really have to love on yourself Self-love and self-care is self-preservation. You deserve it. There's nothing wrong with taking time out for yourself and taking care of you.
Say that again.
It's
you deserve it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I just want women and men to know when you don't, you have nothing to give. You just don't.
Nothing at all.
You're working on fumes.
Nothing at all.
You know when they say when you don't eat all day, you're just working on food. You have to take care of you. Figure out what time of the day is best that you could take a couple of minutes to yourself first to give grace and thanks that you woke up and was able to see another day.
You
and
have
then pour
to.
Into yourself. You have to.
It's
imperative.
You have to. When I was a single mother, my day was busy from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. between working, homework, school, da-da-da-da-da. But at 10 o'clock, I put my daughter to bed at 8 so I could clean the house and wash dishes and take a bath. But at 10 o'clock, from 10 to 11, that time was mine. I didn't accept phone calls. Don't call my house after 10.
Amen.
You know, I didn't do any type of work. I sat down and I took time to pray, to get in my word, or to have a cup of tea just so that I could rejuvenate. Because the day did not belong to me at all. All day I was Warner Brothers employee. I was my daughter's mother. I was my mother's daughter because I made sure that I checked on her. I was somebody else all day long. So from 10 to 11, I was just Shelley. That's it.
Yep, and that's okay to do. And you got to give yourself permission to do it without apologizing for it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Shelley, thank you so much for being on my show. I just really appreciate it, and it's so inspiring.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure that this show is posted on my pages.
Wonderful.
And Shelley,
yes,
definitely have a
such a great time. Oh, and let me let people, to get the book, you guys can go on Amazon, and it's under the title 70 Days of Happy, or you can go to my site, The Powerful
yes,
Woman.
Shelley.
.com.
Thank you, Shelley. I needed that. And that's powerherfulwoman.com. That's powherful.
Yes.
Just so that we have that clear. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all. I see you all on the calls for calling in and tuning in. I love that because you're supporting her. So I appreciate you all. I do see you. And I just wanted to say, if you guys I didn't say it in the beginning of the show, so I do apologize. If you wanted to speak to Shelley, you had to press 1, and I didn't. So that's the only reason why we didn't see you in the queue if you did want to speak to her. But, you know, but I'll have Shelley on again to talk about her event. So with that being said, listen, everybody, be mindful of your thoughts, your words, and your actions, because you may be the only God someone sees today. With that
Amen.
Being said, God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.